We welcome you all for today's discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Texts 2 and 3. All of you can recite along with me. Om Ajnanatimiram Dasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vamsha Kalpataru Vrascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Praeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtuke Hare Krishna We'll be taking combined text 2 and text 3 together today. Tasya hava iditam vashmana variyasa vrahach lokena chojasa balena shriya yashasa virshorabhyam cha pitarisha vidhi Tam Nam Chakara Yasya Hindriya जिस पर मानो भगवान वर्षे नव वर्ष तद्वधार भगवान ऋषभ देवो योगेश्वरः प्रहस्यात्म योग मायया सवर्षम जानाभम नामाभ्यव्य वर्षता. प्लीज रिपीट द वर्ड मीनिंग आफ्टर मी. तस्या ऑफ हिम हावा सर्टेनली इतहाम दस वर्षमाना बाय बॉडीली फीचर्स वरिष्यसा मोस्ट एक्साल्टेड ब्रह्मश्लोकेना डेकोरेटेड विद ऑल द हाई क्वालिटीज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय पोएट्स च ऑल्सो ओजसा बाय प्रोविस बालेना बाय स्ट्रेंथ श्रिया बाय ब्यूटी वाससा बाय फेम रस सार्व सार्वभौम्या वर्ष सौर्य भम्यम बाय इन्फ्लुएंस एंड हीरोइज्म च एंड पिता द फादर महाराज नभी ऋषभा द बेस्ट इति दस इदम दिस नाम नेम सॉरी इट इज क्षम्यता नाम नेम चकार गेव यस्य ऑफ हूम He indeed, Indraha, King Indra of heaven, Ispardamanaha, being envious, Bhagavan, very opulent, Varse, on Bharat Varsha, Na, Varsha did not pour water. Tata that Avadharya knowing Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabha Devaha, Rishabhadeva. Yoga Ishwaraha, the master of all mystic power, Rahasya, smiling, Atma Yoga Mayaya, by his own spiritual potency, Swavarsham, on his place, Ajanabham, Ajanabha, Nama, named, Abhyavarsat, he poured water. Hare Krishna. Translation prepared by Abhishana Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. When the son of Maharaj Nabhi became visible, he evinced all good qualities described by the great poets, namely a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. when the father, Maharaja Nabhi, saw all these qualities, he thought his son to be the best of human beings or the supreme being. Therefore, he gave him the name Rishabha. Please repeat the translation after me. When the son of Maharaj Nabhi became visible, he evinced all good qualities described by the great poets, namely, a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. When the father, Maharaja Nabhi, saw all these qualities, he thought his son to be the best of human beings or the supreme being. Therefore, he gave him the name Rishabha. We'll take the translation of the third verse as well. Vachanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhadeva. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatvarsha. At that time, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadev, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and smiled a little. Then by his own prowess, through Yogmaya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajanabha. Please repeat the translation with me. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhadeva. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatvarsha. At that time, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadeva, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and he smiled a little. Then, by his own prowess, through Yogamaya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajanabha. Parprabhaya Vachanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Please listen attentively. To accept someone of God as God or an incarnation of God, one must observe the symptoms of God in his body. All the symptoms were found in the body of Maharaj Nabhi's extraordinarily powerful son. His body was well structured and he displayed all the transcendental qualities. He showed great influence and he could control his mind and senses. Consequently, he was named Rishabha, which indicates that he was the supreme living being. We take the purport of the next text as well. We find the word Bhagavan used twice in this verse. Both King Indra and Rishabhadeva, the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, are described as Bhagavan. Sometimes Narad and Lord Brahma are also addressed as Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan means that one is a very opulent and powerful person like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narad or Indra. They are all addressed as Bhagavan due to their extraordinarily opulence. King Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and therefore he was the original Bhagavan. Consequently, he is described herein as Yogeshwara, which indicates that he has the most powerful spiritual potency. He is not dependent on King Indra for water. He can supply water himself, and he did so in this case. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Yajnat Bhavati Prajanya. Due to the performance of Yajna, clouds of water are manifest in the sky. Clouds and rainfall are under the management of Indra, the heavenly king. But when King Indra is neglectful, the Supreme Lord himself, who is also known as Yajna or Yajnapati, takes the task upon himself. Consequently, there was sufficient rainfall in the place named Ajanabha. When Yajnapati wants to, he can do anything without the help of any subordinate. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is known as Almighty. In the present stage of Kali, there will eventually be a great scarcity of water, anavrishti, for the general populace due to ignorance and the scarcity of yajnic ingredients will neglect to perform yajnas. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore advises yajnaiha sankirtana payaiha yajanati hi sumedhashaha. After all, yajna is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age of Kali, there is great scarcity and ignorance. Nonetheless, everyone can perform Sankirtana Yajna. Every family in every society can conduct Sankirtan Yajna at least every evening. In this way, there will be no disturbance or scarcity of rain. It is essential for the pupil in this age to perform the Sankirtan Yajna in order to be materially happy and to advance spiritually. Thus we come to the end of translation purport by Abhaychanna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukam Kruti Vachalam Pangum Lagmate Girim Yat Kapatam Vande Paramananda Madhavam Shri Guru Dina Taranam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Hari Om Tassat. Hare Krishna. Like every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is very important, and at the same time, of the 64 attributes, Krishna for on his own penary expansion as Narayan, he comes with 60 such attributes. When it is further come to Lord Shiva, who is neither the Vishnu Tattva or nor the Jiva, he has 54 such qualities of Krishna. And when it comes to Lord Brahma, he is resting with 50 such qualities. But here it is mentioned that the son of Maharaja Nabi, Rishabhdev, was having all the symptoms of the Godhead with the full prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence and enthusiasm. And because of this sign, because of this, Rishabhdev gave him the name as Rishabha. Maharaj Nabi gave him the name. Rishabha means the best among the all being. And also having these qualities, he called him also the supreme being. Now generally, when we see, there are always exalted devotees and Vaishnava, Paramhamsa, Mahabhagavat, they can find out in some such personality whether it is supreme personality or not by the symptoms, by the different auspicious marks which are visible on their body, like flag, like trident, like conch shell, chakra, gada, padma, and many other. And with this, then they declare the so-and-so personality is the supreme personality of Godhead. And here, Maharaj Nabi could find the same symptoms, and then finally, he gave him name, the Rishabha. Now, at this moment, Maharaj Rishabha was a small child. But Lord Indra, who is the king of the heaven, which is equally very opulent, but became envious of Rishabhdev. Now here it is stated, two times it has come like Bhagavan word has been given, and like Srila Prabhupada elaborately explained, that one is the Bhagavan, like it is given for Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva or Indra and Narada, is the opulence, some great opulence they have. And at times they are also referred as Bhagavan. But they are like some vibhuti. These are some vibhuti rested in him. Certain powers which is given by Krishna himself gives them that opulence, and then they are at times referred as Bhagavan. But Krishna himself as original Bhagavan has all the opulences in full, and he is the supreme being, supreme entity. These others are vibhutis. They are not supreme living or supreme being. So that's the basic difference when we refer it to. And that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned that. Now about whether name, fame, beauty, anything. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme, so we have the same qualities in us, but in a very minute degree. But we get puffed up with the knowledge or some strength, beauty or the possession we have. And because of that, then the pride and ego, lust and greed manifest in us gradually. Sometimes we can witness it, sometimes we can check it, and most of the time we cannot. And we just, without our knowingly, it is there. It develops in us because of the proud. And because of that, and then we start with our nature, we try to lord over the material nature. And same happened with Lord Indra. He became envious to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhadeva. Because of that enviousness, he stopped pouring water. And at that time, Maharaj Rishabhadev was still a small child. But being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his own powers, with own strength, with his own internal potency, Yogmaya, he could bring profusely rains on his place, Ajanava. But before doing this, as we see in the translation, Srila Prabhupada writes, Maharaj Rishabhadev understood the purpose of Indra and he smiled a little. We must underline that. The purpose, because Krishna, being the Supreme Being, he rests in the heart as Paramatma next to the soul. He is the Sakshi. He knows everything what goes in our mind, in our heart, whatever thing. And he understood what is the purpose of Indra is stopping the rains. Rishabhadev understood that because of the false ego, because of the proud and greed and lust and all the powers and strength what has been given to him, he thinks he is so powerful, then he can stop the rains. And Krishna is smiled a little. We always see Krishna is smiling when we go in front of Radha Madhav, Radha Shama Sundar, anywhere and everywhere. Krishna is always smiling. You know why he smiles? He looks at us because he reads our mind. He knows what is going within our mind and heart. And you know, like Arjun says, Chanchala hi mana, Krishna, it's very difficult to control the mind and sense. And whatever goes in our mind, as Chaitra Guru, as Sakshi Gopal, Krishna witnesses everything and anything. And whatever goes in mind with puffed up our knowledge and all, he reads and he smiles at us, you know. He knows what is going on in our mind. We are thinking somewhere else, we are thinking about somebody, we are thinking about, oh, he is like this, he is like that, he does like this. You know, it's not right, it's not correct. We start finding faults in which is a basic gross nature of we living entity, because we have not accepted the supreme will of the Lord and we have to come in this material world, which is Dukhalaya. Actually, we have come here to correct ourselves. But once we get under the influence of Maya, Maya Devi is very strong. And once we get into influence of the Maya Devi, and we get in the clutches of that, and then all these influences, they work on us. And then eventually we become envious to others. Now this envy, I mean, it's such a vast subject, that we can go on and on and on. I mean, in every act and deeds and whatever the thinking process and all, we were somewhere or other, some enviousness is developed because of the proud, because of the false knowledge, or because of our, if someone of us has some good quality, is well educated, or is as a good opulent, is a good position, or he has good knowledge of whether it is spiritual knowledge or the material knowledge, or if he has some other, some is a very beautiful, somebody is very strong, and we get puffed up with that. There are so many things we can think of within us, around us, and which gives us that proud. And that proud leads to the ego and creates the lust and eventually anger. And then we get the enviousness in us. And this is what exactly happened to Lord Indra. And he became envious to who? To the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, who came in the form as Lord Rishabhdeva. Here Srila Prabhupada writes further, then by his own prowess through yoga maya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajanava. Now in the purport Srila Prabhupada writes, as we have read a short while ago, how to overcome this enviousness, that proud, that false ego, that greed and anger and lust. The only way in this material existence, in this Kali Yuga, the only element which can remove this from our heart, from our mind, is practice of performing yajna. That's the other thing which Srila Prabhupada is trying to emphasize through this particular text to us. Yajna. Yajnapati is Vishnu. Anything or everything what we offer as an oblation in the fire sacrifice is accepted by Lord Shri Hari, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shri Krishna, Yajnapati Vishnu, accepts by them. And what is to be offered in those sacrifices? As we know, some very pure ingredients, dravyas, what we offer. And when we try to offer all these dravyas and ingredients in the, as oblation, homa, in the yajna, actually these are also in the form of like dhan, the lakshmi. It is in a different form. We buy like ghee, the pure ghee, and all other ingredients. We are offering as oblation in that. But the purpose of performing these yajnas is actually to acquire pure knowledge. The ultimate purpose of performing the yajna is to get the knowledge of absolute truth, the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the knowledge of understanding the form, the leelas of Shri Hari, Shri Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to understand that, we have to perform this yajna. But as Srila Prabhupada always mentioned, in this age of Kali, it is very difficult to perform such kind of yajnas. The reason being, either we do not have such pure ingredients, or also we do not have thus such pure brahmanas, or even the brahmanas who knows those verses, can recite those verses so purely. In general, we speak in this Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find. And since our purity is not there, and the performing of the yajna is not of that degree that which can give us, you know, which can derive to get us the, that knowledge which we are striving for, which should come from performing those yajna. So the purpose is defeated. And in this Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform such yajnas. But in old days, in the old time, there were exalted personality, qualified brahmanas, and who could recite the hymns and verses and all the mantras so perfectly, with their mind and senses under control, for the pleasure of the Lordship. And when they were performing, and the Lord get thus pleased, and they get that knowledge. Now, since it is so difficult, this particular yajna, which is meant for that higher purpose to acquire that knowledge, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that with this yajna, performing these yajnas, we can get the rains. These yajnas are so powerful that it can entice with their own powers that they can attract and get the rains. Srila Prabhupada mentioned number of times, it happened when he was down in Hyderabad once, and there was drought in Hyderabad, and Srila Prabhupada arranged for a fire sacrifice and also a great Sankirtan Yajna. He arranged for that so that with that particular yajna, while meditating at the Supreme Personality of God at the lotus feet with pure heart and soul, and when we meditate and we try to invoke within our heart the love of God, Supreme Personality, and when we perform that yajna, the Sankirtana yajna, and then the Lord does get pleased and we get the rainfalls. And it happened in Hyderabad, the water, the rains came. Even the beauty of this yajna performing, like Sankirtana yajna, in New Delhi, when India and Pakistan were at loggerhead under war, and Srila Prabhupada with hundreds and thousands of the devotees performed this Sankirtana Mahayagna, and India was victorious in the war. Even many other places Srila Prabhupada has been mentioning. So, it is said that in this age of Kali Yuga, the best way to get out of this enviousness, false ego, pride and ego, and also to develop the love of God, is to practice Sankirtana Yajna, which is the essence of this Kali Yuga. That's why Gaurasundar Mahaprabhu, Bhagwan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the conjugal form of Sri Mati Radha and Lord Sri Krishna, came to give us Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with this Sankirtan Yajna, we can ultimately satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Srila Prabhupada writes that nonetheless, everyone can perform Sankirtana Yajna. Every family in every society can conduct Sankirtana Yajna at least every evening. In this way, there will be no disturbance or scarcity of rain. It is essential for the pupil in this age to perform the Sankirtana Yajna in order to be materially happy and to advance spiritually too. Now we see in our own, the fraternity of our ISKCON movement, Srila Prabhupada, we are thankful to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that He gave us this Sankirtana Yajna in disciplic succession, which has come to us. And today, in every nook and corner of this planet, Mother Earth, today we have Sankirtana Yajna going on. And just to mention a bit, like I myself has come from Balaram Desh, the Arabian Gulf, the Middle East. And you know, it is one of the most demonic place on this mother planet Earth. The activities they perform, the things they do, abominable acts. But in that place, with the blessing and the mercy of the Lordship, Sri Guru and Gauranga, by the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, where the deity worship is prohibited, it is not allowed. Where with the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, only by means of Sankirtana Yajna, there was a time we had a drought all the time because it is deserted country. We used to have rains in the somewhere in the middle of the sea. And if someone wants to taste the rains, take a speedboat, go to the middle of the sea, take the shower, the rains, and feel it and come back. And today, from the time it is started, the most of the part of the Gulf, you will be surprised to see, has turned so lush green. At places, in the cities, you will find more greener than the country like here, even in India. Even the many places, we have drought in the many states of India and in many parts of the world. And there in the Middle East, you can see is lush green. You can't believe it. It's the mercy of the holy name of the Lord, the Sankirtana movement. What to talk about only the rains there. We were never having once in a week or so, I mean last 15, 20 years. And now we have rains for 15 to 20 days, and at times we get flood also. Have you heard the flood in the desert? And some people swept away. Can you believe it? And it is happening today. And not only the rains, with the Sankirtana Yajna movement, the same anarchy, the ruling families, those who were not allowing people or even those the so-called priests, Maulvis, you know, from the mosque and the other religion, were not allowing. Today they have allowed, like in Bahrain, Shishi Radha Bahrainishwar, the deity of Shri Radha Bahrainishwar, around 2.5 feet, very beautiful, magnificent, so loving, so beautiful. And not only that, they allowed most of the members of the ruling families, they are all Yavanas, they are all Muslims, the Arabs, and they come to the temple. They come to see the temple. It all goes to Srila Prabhupada. That with his, this is Srila Prabhupada's prowess, this is Prabhupada's magic, is his miracle that he could do. With giving us the Sankirtan movement is spreading in every nook and corner of the world. And today, in most of the houses there, is usually, I mean, the houses which are the fraternity among the ISKCON, most 99% or 99.99%, if I'm allowed to say, that everyone is working in the offices. There is not a single full-time devotee in the temple. I think it must be on record, only the one temple in the whole world, not a single full-time devotee. But you will be happy to know that Shishi Radha Bahrainishwar are as pleased as Shishi Radha Madhava, as Shri Radha Shama Sundar. All the devotees, they come on the rotational basis. They come and they perform the Mangalarti every day without fail. Somebody is advisor to the king or ruling family, advisor to the ministers, presidents of the banks, the chief executives, chief financial officer, chief marketing officers, best of the positions you can see, doctors, engineers, all immaculately well educated. And with the blessing of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, right from the sweeping the floor, cleaning the temple, washing the utensil. Many of them, around 90 Prabhuji and Matajis, are Brahminical initiates. Deity Prasad cooking for bhog for the deities, performing the arutrik, everything, the dress, the decoration for the deities, altar, everything goes without failure, non-stop, 33 years to date at this moment. It's all glories to Srila Prabhupada. With the Sankirtan Yagna movement, thousands and thousands have drawn. And this is the potency of the Sankirtan Yagna and the Yagya, the Tapasya. The people have finances, people have taken, austerities they have taken. And with this, it is possible. Hare Krishna, with this, I come to the end of today's class of Srimad Bhagavatam. Priya Bachana Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. If there is any comment or any question, we are running short of the time on the today's text. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Rishi Shri Radha Madhav Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Mayapur Dham Ki, Hare Krishna.